Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement. I'm pretty excited today because I'm very, very impressed with this young lady. Carrie Murphy is a dear compatriot and supporting other women around the world. And her own story is something that is a perfect story and an example of playing big. And a little bit of her bio, but I'm going to have her tell you a little bit more about herself. But she's a CEO and founder of the Inspired Living Movement. And her mantra is dream it, live it, be it. And her background is in television. And she had her own talent agency. And now she continues to work in that arena, but she also has become a huge mentor in the business arena, helping women and people get their businesses up and running. So Carrie, welcome. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Sharon, it is such an honor to be with you. I am such a fan of the woman you are and the message you share, and I'm so excited to be here with you.
And it's actually been about 3 years since we saw each other. And at the time, you had just found out you were pregnant. So congratulations on you. You have a little beautiful little three-year-old, right?
Thank you. She'll be three in July. It's amazing. Everyone told me how fast it would go by. And man, has it. And thank you. She's such a joy. And another thing to add into the play big, you know, I think sometimes we get surprised with things that maybe we don't prepare for, and we don't realize the incredible blessing they can have on our lives. And it allows us to play even bigger.
Absolutely. So Carrie, tell me what's not in your bio. Give a little background to the other side of Carrie.
Well, I started modeling and acting when I was about 11 years old. I begged my mom for years. We have a lot of entertainment and music in my family. And Sharon, I remember begging my mom. I had to come up with $100 of my own money. And even though I love my daughter, I was not a fan of babysitting. But I did. And I remember those classes like yesterday, and all the judgment that I see the women I work with now have when it comes to being seen and what they look like and the fear of being judged are all the things I felt as that little 11-year-old going through puberty. And I do now. You know, it never goes away. We just learn that our vision and our voice is more important than the critic, you know, that's in our mind. So I started my first business in my early 20s. I had an interior design business and always was on camera. I was the interior design expert. I was doing commercials, independent film. And then I bought the talent agency that I went through at 11 years old. And that grew beyond what I had ever planned. And then this wonderful thing called the recession hit. And I was young. I did not have mentors like you in my life. I had no idea what I was doing. And I think sometimes, Sharon, we play big just based on our passion, but we don't realize how important it is to have support around that. And so when the recession hit, I was hit. I lost everything that I thought I was. I closed the agency, short sold my home, packed up, moved to Los Angeles to finally really step into the big vision I always had, which was to be a on-camera talent, which was something that I always wanted to do. Oh, excuse me. And then I did that for a few years and realized that my calling was much bigger than that. And I've started working with women primarily, I work with men too, on sharing their message, sharing their voice, sharing their story in a way that impacts people's lives and in return impacts their business and their brand. So Inspired Living is really about helping people share their message so it inspires others to live a bigger life as well. So it all came around full circle, which I always find so fascinating.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people watching and listening right now felt very related to you when you talked about the recession in 2008.
Oh man, that was a toughie.
People lost everything, had to short sell their properties, and a lot of people didn't recover very quickly. So talk about that time in your life when you were, you know, because you were single at the time, I think.
I was single. I literally packed up my car, Sharon. It was the only thing I had left, and it was a lease. But it was cute. It was a cute BMW. Yeah. Came down to Los Angeles, and you know, I moved 7 times in 3 years. At that time, I had signed with one of the top agencies in Los Angeles, but I was hustling. Like, I was going out and auditioning. I was teaching acting classes. I knew in my heart that there was something much greater for me. I just didn't know what it was. And I always say to people, sometimes, you know, we have this vision for our lives and things happen that we don't expect. And all we can do is trust our daily process, our daily step, whatever shows up. And I was beyond blessed by meeting a man who ran a Tony Robbins type company, really big in the UK. And I traveled, I said, yes. Here's what I want to say. I want to say, when something comes up that scares you, when something comes up and you don't know if it's the right fit, but it just feels like it's the right thing. Like, I've said yes to things where, Sharon, I'm like, I don't know what in the world I'm doing. And for a year, I traveled the world as a NLP, hypnosis, personal development trainer. I was in New Zealand and Australia and Hong Kong. And, you know, I look back, you know, did I have all the credentials to do that at the time? Probably not, but it was life-changing for me. Well, and it really started Inspired Living.
I often say yes and then figure out how.
Exactly. So you can deliver, exactly. You know? Yeah.
One of the things we've been talking about on earlier episodes is exactly what you just talked about, stepping outside your comfort zone. Oh. And that's really where, you know, new opportunities appear. Because if you stay inside your comfort zone, you get the same old, same old. And so if you want something different in life, you need to put yourself in a position of some all new arrangements, all new environments, people, so that those opportunities come to you. So, and I think what I also heard from what you were saying, listening between the lines, Carrie, is that you did whatever it took.
Yes.
And a lot of people will allow circumstances to break them, and it immobilizes them. So fear can either paralyze us or motivate us. And in your case, it sounds to me like the fear motivated you to keep moving and keep doing different things until you found the thing that was really right for you. And so if you're listening or you're watching this, ask yourself, has there been a time in your life when you've allowed fear to cripple you and paralyze you? Because there's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. It's almost human behavior. But once you can recognize it, then you can start breaking the bonds of that fear. And in fact, before we came on air, Carrie and I were chatting for a couple of minutes and talking about that fear of criticism, what other people think about you. And I know that in a lot of your work, Carrie, you're working with people on feeling good in their own skin and presenting mm-hmm. themselves appropriately. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the number one things that I do is help people use this beautiful thing called a camera lens. You know, back in the day, I had to audition to be on camera, right? And now everyone has the ability to share their message, and it's amazing and it's wonderful. And yet I always say, you know, everyone's throwing up on camera. They have no idea what they're saying, why they're saying it. They're so scared that it's not authentic. And so what I teach is really how to show up in that heart-centered, compassionate way to the right person. I always say, speak to one person. When you're on camera, like right now, Sharon, I'm talking to you. I'm not thinking about all the people listening, or it's really about connecting with you and sharing this message. And that is the key to any of our communication. It's actually anything that we do is not about us. Like I always say, get hair and makeup ready and then forget about it. Like, just show up and know who you're talking to and why you're speaking to them. And so that is really the nucleus of everything that we do. We do brand building and webinars and, you know, marketing for our clients. Our goal is to really help women step into wealth and building influential brands. But you have to be comfortable with yourself and sharing your message before you can do that.
Well, one of the things that I teach, Carrie, is difference between a coach and a mentor, and how a coach, you know, holds you accountable on a predetermined path that you have. Mm-hmm. They may not necessarily have the experience and success and where you want to go. Whereas a mentor is someone who really is, has been successful where you want to go, and they're willing to open doors or open their Rolodex, but they also step into your world. They don't just sell you a program. They right. literally step into your world. And I think, in the last few months, I've gotten to know that we have some mutual friends, clients, whatever we call them.
Yes.
That really I see and have evidenced from talking to them that you truly are a true mentor, and you help step mm-hmm. into their world and help them create the world and the impression and the branding that's appropriate for them. So I want to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
Ask you, you know, what's next for Kerry? What are you working on right now? Where are you headed?
Oh my goodness. The vision is big. It's out there. I'm most excited. Yes, of course. It's all about it, right? And you said something earlier, Sharon, that I think people hear, but they don't listen. And that really is stepping out of your comfort zone. You know, it's, we hear it all the time that everything that you want is outside of your comfort zone. And yet so many of us choose to stay in it because it feels safe. And just for you who's listening right now, who needs that little push and that little motivation to do something that scares you, like Sharon said, just do it. You know that if there's a calling for you, if there's something that you can't just get out of your mind, you're excited about it, it's what you're here to do, right? And everything is going to line up for you when you trust that. And I have to say, that's been one of the greatest lessons of my life and building Inspired Living. Inspired Living is a company that, Sharon, I couldn't have even imagined for myself. When I lost the agency and I came out to LA and I was hosting E! And TV Guide and doing all of these things, I never imagined this company and this business and the love that I have for my clients and the people that we work with. And, you know, again, it's just trusting that daily process. So what's next for us? We're putting on the Brilliant event in June. It is something I'm really proud of. We had our inaugural event last year, and it's a high-end event for women entrepreneurs where I bring together other women in different industries. So what I find in the coaching world is a lot of coaches coaching other coaches on how to become coaches. And I'm like, I want to learn from other women who have built incredible brands outside of my industry. Mm-hmm. So it's an intimate two and a half day event here in Los Angeles area. So I'm very excited about that. It was one of those things that just inspired me and filled my soul for the year. And I'm excited to do that again. We're looking at launching products. I see Inspired Living as much of a mentor and coaching side. There is the ILTV, the interviews. I really need to get you here in Los Angeles so we can sit down together. But I love sharing stories of success. So we're working on a new show, product lines, makeup lines. So we're still, I feel like, in the infancy of it all, but like, how do you become great on camera when you don't feel great? So part of that is learning, you know, how to put on your makeup, what makeup to buy. My consumer loves Sephora, but doesn't like going in it. Like, you know, they love to look beautiful, but it just seems like such a hassle. So we're looking at making it easy. Not everyone needs to look like a Kardashian. You know, it's like contrary. You know, I think right now people really are wanting authenticity. They want realness. They want to feel like you get them where they're at. And so, you know, there's so much in the works, which I'm excited about. And yet some days my head just keeps spinning.
So when somebody, let's just like play a little devil's advocate here. Somebody's watching or listening right now and they go, easy for her to say. She's beautiful. She can get doors open for her. But it always hasn't been that easy for you. So, you know, that again, that somebody got that little voice, inner voice in there telling them that they're not good enough and they don't mm-hmm. qualify. And that's something that we need to break those chains of fear and that fear of criticism. So what do you say to them?
Well, first of all, you know, we all look at someone and think they have it all together. And I am the first to say, I do not have it all together. You know, that most days my hair's up in a scrunchie and, you know, a bun with yoga pants on. And even though I appreciate that compliment, you know, I still have that critic that says, oh, when I'm smaller, you know, this is too big, this is too small. At 11 years old, I was always told, you know, you would be more successful if you just lost 10 pounds. That voice is still in my head. It plays. We all have that ongoing record that plays. And there are so many incredibly successful people that are changing lives that don't fit a beauty status quo, that don't fit a cookie cutter, this is what beauty is, because beauty really, when I teach the it factor, Sharon, and people come work with me for 2 days, the exercise that we do, we realize that this je ne sais quoi, this it factor that is captivating and allows you to shine has nothing to do with what you look like. We don't gravitate towards people because of what they look like. We gravitate towards them because of the energy they bring into a space. And all of us have that ability.
It makes us feel, right?
Absolutely. Everything, right? Every brand, every video, everything we do is about how we're making the other person feel. So I want to say, I get it. I still look at myself on camera all the time. And I have to like do this, like, oh, you know, do I look like that? And then you just have to get over it, because I am more committed to sharing my message and changing lives than I am about looking perfect. And it's hard though. It is hard, where everything right now is like, you have to look like this and be like this, and I should probably lose 10 pounds, you know, but that's not what builds a brand. Yeah. Right? It's not what makes a difference.
Well, I think that's fantastic advice. And as you know, Maya Angelou said, it's not what you say that I'll remember, but I'll remember how you made me feel.
Yes.
And that's something that's very, very important. And I think, you know, you said something earlier that I just want to repeat, because you talk about when you're speaking to the camera, you're speaking to me right now. And yes, we have an audience of people either listening to us or viewing us on this podcast, but it's so important, because that ability to speak to the camera one-on-one is sometimes hard to get for people, because some people are much more comfortable in front of a live audience. Other people feel a little scared when there's a camera in front of them. And yet at the same time, what's coming out of you? Is it authentic? Is it meant to support other people? I mean, I always have little arrows on my camera on my computer, so I'm not looking at the screen, I'm looking at the camera.
Right, right.
The same thing. I interview somebody and they're looking down here. So it's like, look up, look up.
Look up, I'm through the lens. I always say to people that the camera lens is just a conduit to reaching the other person. You're looking through it, not at it. And that's what you have to remember, whether you're having a conversation like we are, or you're just, you know, doing a Facebook Live, you have to remember there's always someone on the other side. And it's reaching through that lens and talking to them and through them versus at them. You know, so I think that makes a big difference.
And the other thing you said earlier that I wanted to reiterate, you talk about now, everybody, you know, you with Facebook Live, you can get in front of a camera within seconds.
Yeah.
What, you know, if you just off the top of your head, a couple of tips for people about if you're going to do video, what would be your two or three tips for someone that?
Oh, I have so many. Well, again, the first one is really know who you're talking to. When I first meet someone, they're so confused usually with what and who their ideal client is. And there's such a fear around, oh my gosh, I speak to a 40-year-old woman, or I speak to this person. But you can't really be authentic and intimate in conversations if you're trying to speak to everyone. Because how you speak to a man is different than a woman. How you speak to a mom is different than you speak to someone in their 20s. So that's the first thing, is really understand who you're talking to, because your language, your communication style really does change based upon who's on the other side. So know who you're talking to. Know them inside and out. And first of all, know why they're there. Being on camera is not about you. Being on camera is about being of service most of the time. So when you're doing a Facebook Live, start with what's in it for them, WIFM, right? Go back to why should they stop what they're doing and watch you and participate? Because we often start videos with who we are, our story, and that can definitely be of service. But start always with why you're sharing the story and how it's going to benefit them in the very beginning. That way they're there, they know you're there to support them, and they'll stay a lot longer.
And that's true in everything that you do. When you're talking about doing advertising copy or or sales copy, you don't want to do features, you want to do benefits.
Because yes.
At the end of the day, the person that you want to shift into action is the consumer. And they're going to shift only when they know that there's a benefit to them. And so whether it's the video or written materials, always think about what the benefit is to the person on the other end. So I can't agree with that more. Now, from a standpoint of someone who feels like they're not very good, their presence is not good in camera, what do you recommend to them?
Oh, come work with me for 2 days in LA. you know, I would first of all ask yourself, what is it about your presence that you're not happy about? Is it you don't like your hair? You don't like your makeup? Those are easy, fixable things, right? Just go invest in finding out how to do that in a way that makes you feel good. I'm not camera ready every time I do a video. Quite frankly, the ones with a baseball hat and sunglasses where I'm walking my daughter get more views over anything high production value that I do. So people don't relate to perfect, so stop trying to be. There's no such thing. And so we just need to get over that. I need to be perfect, because there's no such thing as perfect.
Oh, you're so right. I mean, just literally, I'm on the phone yesterday. We have a ranch here in Arizona. And so there's a gal that did a feature on us probably 6-7 years ago, complete with the whole camera crew, right?
Yeah.
People came. And so we're trying to make sure we have the rooms ready for them at our ranch. It's a bed and breakfast here in Arizona. And I said, so how many rooms are in? Oh, she says, oh no, we don't do that anymore. It's much more fun. I just do it with my iPhone. It's just me and Ken and we're
yeah.
there. It's like, I'm going, well, things have changed.
And they have. I mean, we don't need, you know, the big 3-point lighting anymore. I have one teeny little light. It's an LED light. And that's one thing I wanted to say too, is invest in good lighting and sound. Yes, our phones are amazing. And the quality now on our smartphones blows my mind. You can do just about anything, but you still need good lighting and you still need good sound. And yeah, that really does.
She has a high powered microphone that she puts on her iPhone.
Yeah. And yep. So do I.
Studio quality.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. I mean, right. Just by doing that, you set yourself apart from the amateurs to someone who's more professional and shows up as more as a leader and an expert. Simple things, right? So if you don't like your appearance, you can do little things to shift that. But more importantly, I want you to get back to why you are on camera. Who is it that you want to touch? What lives do you want to reach? Why do you want to do it? It's like, it's got to be such a deeper reason, because that allows you to show up with less criticism and less fear. So
I want to make sure that everybody listening and watching has heard that, because you have the opportunity. People need to hear, you are an expert. You are, nobody's walked in your shoes. Nobody's had the issues to deal with that you have, and you have the opportunity to help others. But you can only do that if they can hear from you. And
yes.
So in today's world, you know, the video is king. It really is. And it's continuing to grow and grow. And whether it be very, very short ones for Instagram or longer ones for Facebook or longer ones for websites, you become comfortable with it and start practicing.
Yes.
Just start doing it and you'll learn from it. And you can do some and have your friends help critique and continue just doing it, because then you'll become, your discomfort will start turning into more comfort. And
yes.
It'll come across on the video. I know the first time I did a Facebook Live, I had all, you know, things were all kind of crazy. I'm going, and I just said, hey, this is my first one.
Yeah. And people love that, Sharon. People love that.
I just said, let it ride.
Yeah. And I love what you said. I tell people all the time, you get great in the doing, not in the thinking, right? It's like the only reason why I've mastered this is because I've been doing it for over 20 years. And for 2 years, every week I was in a teeny tiny room with a green screen and shot 8 videos a day with a prompter. I mean, you want to get great at something, it's that 10,000 hours, right? It's just keep doing it. So please don't get discouraged. Please don't feel like, gosh, you know what? That totally was horrible. My first one, I'm not doing anymore. No, keep doing them. And that's such an important message in playing big in general.
Absolutely.
It's don't stop when you don't feel like anyone's listening. Don't stop when you don't get a result that you want. Like just be tenacious and be clear and be compassionate and just keep moving.
Well, and that's exactly the whole play big movement, Carrie, is being number one in your field, living your legacy. Don't wait for the legacy after you're gone. Live it right now, and in order to create maximum impact. And so you're definitely doing it in your field, and I want to applaud you. And
thank
you for letting me highlight you as part of this new launch of the Play Big Movement. And I invite all of you to share this with your networks, because Carrie's information is so spot on
and
it's wonderful. So Carrie, if people want to find you, how can they find you?
They can go to my website. I actually have a free gift that everyone loves. It's the Be Studio Ready Camera Guide. So I walk you through what equipment you need, how to set it up at your home or your office, because everyone asks, Carrie, what do I need? So I'm giving it to you. So you can go to inspiredliving.tv and download your free guide. And I also just want to say, Sharon, I have a free Facebook group where people can upload their videos and I will honestly give them feedback. And it's called Ignite Your It Factor. So if you just Google that on Facebook, it's an open group. We have almost 1,000 members and it's awesome. So people can come in and learn, and we do live Q&As and Facebook Lives and all that good stuff.
Well, that's fantastic. So I challenge all of you listening and watching to check those out. I love that. What's the Facebook group called again?
Ignite Your It Factor.
Ignite Your It Factor. I love that. And again, Carrie, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited we were able to get back together.
Me too, Sharon.
And I wish you well with your event in June, and I hope that we get to see each other very, very soon.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And I thank everybody for watching. And come back very, very soon. And next time, share it with your folks, share everybody, rewind this, re-listen to Carrie. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.